from KQED.
Good, baby.
Every summer weekend, the boat trailers line up on launch ramps around Shasta Lake. To a newcomer, it's a bit like boating on Mars. Raw red earth exposed by the receding waters in every direction. But the regulars are used to it. Donna Souza is here with her family from Marysville.
It's low, but we've seen it lower. So it's not too bad.
The reservoir on the Sacramento River, 230 miles north of San Francisco, is at about half its capacity and well below its normal level for this time of year. But what worries folks who live around here is the prospect of higher water.
We are standing on the crest of Shasta Dam, a little over 600 feet in height.
Brian Pearson manages Shasta Dam for the Federal Bureau of Reclamation. The sprawling lake it contains is the main holding tank for the Central Valley Project, which moves enough water to irrigate a third of California's farms and to cities from Silicon Valley to San Diego. This summer, the Bureau released an environmental impact statement on a proposal to add as much as 18.5 feet to the height of the dam. The billion-dollar project would add about 20 feet to the depth of the lake in the wettest years, water that could be banked for dry times. Preparation and construction would take years. It would mean moving roads and bridges and inundating businesses around the lake.
It's unavoidable. There are several privately owned homes and some privately owned businesses that could not be protected.
At 18.5 feet, it will be sitting right at my largest cabin. So it'll be out of the, it'll
where
be underwater.
We're standing now.
Cabin number 14, where we're standing right now, yes.
Harold Jones and his wife Arlene have owned the Sugarloaf Cottages for 20 years. He says a government buyout of his property will force him into early retirement with few alternate job prospects.
If they send us on our way and I lose my income, you know, how am I going to support my family?
And not just his family. Jones and others we spoke with believe that raising the lake will be the death knell for the resort town of Lakehead, a tiny town whose year-round population of about 500 balloons in the summer months.
Not only are the resorts going to go down, but also the stores, the bars that are not underwater, they can't survive. They need the summer business. And so Lakehead will die.
But Lakehead is short on saviors. L.A.'s Metropolitan Water District has made raising the dam a top priority. And there's growing political pressure to get moving on more water storage for California.
We can't function effectively without additional storage.
Tim Quinn heads AQUA, the state's main trade association for water agencies.
Particularly trying to accommodate the needs of the fisheries, trying to accommodate changing climate conditions, we are storage short in this state.
The Westlands Water District, a politically powerful agency that supplies water mostly to farmers in the San Joaquin Valley, would put up about $200 million toward construction costs. Westlands General Manager Tom Birmingham says it's a bargain.
If you're talking about creating surface storage in the state of California, this is the best project in terms of bang for your buck from the perspective of providing water for fisheries, providing water for human uses, and providing hydroelectric generation.
Birmingham has been putting his money where his mouth is. Westlands has already spent more than $30 million buying up land around the lake, clearing the way for expansion. But one fact is inescapable. Building a bigger dam doesn't create more water.
That's right.
Jay Lund directs the Center for Watershed Sciences at UC Davis. Records show that winter rains and spring runoff fill Shasta Lake to capacity about one out of every 3 years. But Lund questions whether that's often enough to justify the cost of the project.
If you build a small dam, you'll tend to fill it and empty it every year. And so you get a lot of, you can work that investment pretty hard and get a lot of water out of it. But as you get larger and larger, then you might not refill that dam but every few years. But you still have to pay for that dam every year.
Supporters say expanding Shasta makes sense because the dam is already there. But the project has been awash in controversy. Environmentalists question the claimed benefits for salmon downstream. Native Americans with deep roots along the McLeod River say it would put many of their remaining sacred sites underwater. But up around the lake, there's a growing sense of inevitability.
This is what it is, and I think it's going to happen. I do.
But even if Harold Jones is right, Congress will have to approve the plan, and opponents could tie it up in court for years. So Jones could have a few more years with his cottages. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.